This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show kicking into gear. We got lots more broadcast healing to do as we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks to the great work of Captain Morgan. And she's keeping us, keeping it real, as we say. Because, you know, Super Don and Robert Scott Bell, we two guys, you know, keeping it real. Guys, really? No, yeah, we do in our own way, but not always where it needs to be. So, Captain, thanks for being with us extra time today. It's fun having you on board.
Oh, thanks for having me, you guys. And thanks for being willing to, quote-unquote, go there today.
Ooh, yes. Now, forewarning, if you're just joining us right now, second hour of the show, you know, we put these topics out, and it is doesn't necessarily come from Super Don or me, RSB, on Friday for Freshman Fridays. It comes from Captain Morgan. And she, her interaction with the world, the observations, friends she's interacting, talking about, it's like, hey, you guys need to talk about this. We really need to keep it real, right? Get it down to the basics. So she challenged Super Don last hour because we were going to talk about some vaginal health issues, right? Not the thing that two guys really talk about, but okay.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, listen, you are always giving me, and it's funny because it's become a thing like on the air now where it's just like, you know, hey, do you happen to have a, you know, whatever theme? And it's like, you know, I need a theme for everything. But yes, you guys challenged me last hour to come up with the official vagina theme for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes,
and guess what, guys?
What?
Oh, no.
I have accepted the challenge. We have now an official theme for whenever the topic of a vagina comes up on the show.
So if Gwyneth Paltrow calls in, we'll be ready for her. Is that what you're
That's
saying?
Right. That's right. So do you want to hear it?
Okay, you tell me when. You press
we'll
play.
We'll set the stage. Mm-hmm. We're setting the stage now for the topic. Here is, for the very first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the vagina theme.
Oh, my goodness.
Vagina!
Yeah, what indeed. It sounds like a cross between Hava Nagila and a country song talking about lady parts, Super Don. But, hey, I can't complain. You did come up with a theme song for Captain Morgan to introduce the next edition of Freshman Friday. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Let's get right down to business here, folks. Thank you for that. I can't unhear these things. So I bring these topics because it's what's being talked about, as they say, on the street. And so kind of what's hot and buzzing right now is extra TLC and spa treatments for the vagina. And I watched such a cool video yesterday about steam treatments for the vagina. And you go to the spa, and it's all very prim and proper. You wear a nice special dress with a wide skirt, so nobody's looking at anything. It's much less personal than actually getting anything waxed lately.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not like a, you know, like I talked about last hour, somebody did a YouTube of a coffee enema, you'd be thinking, really? But nothing was showing, so it's a respectful kind of interaction.
Yes. Okay. I'll put a couple of links in the show notes for you guys to check out. But you sit there with a friend on your little throne, and this is apparently a very ancient treatment out of China that the kings and queens used. So you sit on your throne, and the steam is filled with different kinds of herbs, medicinal herbs.
Okay.
To cleanse your vaginal area. And then by proxy, your behind also gets some special treatment. And they also said that it can help your digestive system because it's starting at the other end of the digestive system to steam and infuse these medicinal herbs and things like that. So have you ever heard of such a thing, Robert?
Well, yeah, the Gwyneth Paltrow stuff has gone around because I think they've been covering her antics for a couple of years now. And again, not having that part, I've never tried it, but anytime they say it's an ancient Chinese thing, you now have to ask, is there MSG in it? But I don't know what
ancient Chinese secret.
Right. Yes. I don't know what herbs they're using, but listen, there's validity to a lot of ancient practices that are not understood by, you know, modern medicine, even gynecological doctors of this day. You know, obviously, if you say steam, I think of, oh my gosh, don't scald that sensitive area. But obviously, they probably thought about that. They're not putting.
Says the guy who keeps bugging me about doing coffee enemas. He's worried about hot stuff down there. Huh?
Dude, this to me sounds much more comfortable than that situation.
I have never said use hot steaming coffee.
Oh.
Right? No, I don't say that.
Okay.
So listen. Vaginal health. We talked with an OBGYN, was it last week, Dr. Kabeka, and she's terrific. She was referenced to us from Alex Jameson. And if we have that link, it's something I would recommend. She is really terrific from, you know, a medical perspective. So those of you folks out there going, you know what, they're talking about strange Chinese things for this area of functioning, whatever. I'm not going to dispute that there might be some benefit, because there might be. But a lot of times it's a self-regulating system. But, of course, if you have a diet that is loaded with refined carbohydrates and additives and preservatives, all the things we talk about here, if you're on a fast food diet, there can be impact on vaginal balance to imbalance in terms of microbial balance, yeast overgrowth, for instance, and that relates to gut health. So could there be a benefit of this thing? I stranger things have happened, but I don't have enough experience to talk about it yay or nay to definitively say yes or no. The jury's still out from my perspective, Captain, but it's certainly an intriguing topic.
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed that you're not more excited about this. I mean, I personally kind of would equate it to something like, you know, can you live without a massage once a month? Absolutely. But does it make you feel better? Absolutely.
Right.
So, you know, why wouldn't you and the girls spend a relaxing afternoon drinking some tea and taking care of an area that maybe doesn't get as much love as it needs?
Okay. I would not stand in the way. And you know, if anybody, again, we have people that are willing to talk about this and write us some messages. So go to robertscottbell.com. And if you've had an experience with this, positive or negative, let us know. And Captain, if you have this done, let us know if you're approved. But there are other aspects, addressing vaginal health. I've talked about in a yeast overgrowth situation, the use of silver hydrosol intravaginally to neutralize the yeast two or three sessions in a 24-hour period. You'll knock out the yeast quickly and you won't harm the tissue, at all. But this is what this steaming issue is, a different issue altogether. And so that's why I have limited experience with this. So I don't make stuff up. If I don't know something, I will say I don't know something.
Well, that's absolutely fair. But in the spirit of Valentine's Day coming up, and perhaps the less visited region of your body will be more visited, Gwyneth Paltrow also suggests this thing called jade eggs for your vagina.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the reason that this caught my eye is that I just got back from this amazing retreat in Costa Rica, and this was quite the hot topic, and many of the women had tried it and are huge fans. So apparently it's happening on the street, so I feel like we should talk about it.
All right, Super Don, I know you're itching to talk about this for some reason.
You know, and only because this has made major news outlets over the last week as I've looked through stuff to talk about on the show. Over and over, I'm seeing, I'm talking Fox News, CNN, Huffington Post, CBS wow. News. All of these guys are in this big, fight with Gwyneth Paltrow over
what she's standing there. Yes,
and it's they're treating it like she is saying, "Hey, I've got this magic rock. I want you to stick up in here,
okay.
And it's going to make rainbows and stuff." And
when we were kids, we only had pet rocks. We didn't have magic rocks. So
yeah,
and they weren't supposed to be stuck anywhere either, by the way. But all right, Superdome, what's not controversial about this, and Captain, what's not controversial about this is there's legitimacy to these pelvic floor exercises, Kegels and things like that. And we talked a bit about that with Dr. Kubeka last week. There's nothing controversial about that. It's strengthening the muscles, so important for general health, urinary health, incontinence issues, as well as sexual health and pleasure. There are real issues here. But I guess the controversy is about the type of semi-precious gemstones that they're doing. Well, I don't know whether rose quartz, amethyst, what is referenced in terms of what kind of stones they're putting in there, Captain?
Well, jade and rose quartz are kind of the most popular. And the women who have tried it personally and were talking to me about it suggested that depending on the different type of stone you use, you get different results, whether it's better orgasms or feeling stronger or kind of balancing out your mood or attracting more of the masculine energy type of thing. And the whole crystal thing and different semi-precious stones to kind of do different things in your life, I don't know how much of that I want to get into.
Sure. Okay. So that's fair. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding the energies of crystals. Is this a 60s new age kind of hippie thing? But, honestly, we know that everything in creation carries an energy or a vibration. And even in electronics, they can utilize certain substances and semiconductors, certain crystalline structures that do certain things different than other things. So we can't dismiss it out of hand. Now, years ago, I interviewed somebody on this show. It's been a long time. He wrote a book called Gifts of the Gemstone Guardians. Gifts of the Gemstone Guardians. And it gets pretty out there for some folks, but it really, he converted the information that he got from dreams and other experiences into like a pharmacy for gemstones so that you can actually learn what are these properties, how do they impact you. And I would urge those of you who don't know about it, that are intrigued enough, say, yeah, okay, I can deal with that concept of a pharmacy. Maybe the information, how it's gotten, is kind of unusual, but I would say that would be a great place to go, and we can do a follow-up on this because it's a fascinating subject that I think we need to acknowledge, because our movement is toward energy medicine. All medicine is ultimately energy. All food ultimately is about energy. So this should not be a dismissed topic, unallowed to be discussed. And, of course, since we've just discussed vaginas and vaginal health, certainly we can talk about that next time, Captain.
Fair enough. Let's do it.
All right, take a break. One thing you don't want to stick in your vagina is something from Monsanto. We'll talk about that after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, we survived talking about lady parts with Captain Morgan. And, you know, we had a compliment. I don't know if it was to us or to the audience from Dr. Kabeka, the OBGYN, last week. She said, yeah. You know, oh, yeah, I think it was complimentary to us because it was like, it's really impressive that ladies would write in with questions in that realm that they feel comfortable right. talking about that with us. And I think that says a lot because, yes, we are silly. We like to be silly. But, you know, at the end of the proverbial radio broadcast, we like to look back and say we actually helped, too. You know, we covered topics that empowered you and got you information. If we didn't have the information, we would get it for you. So I am pleased with Cap Morgan bringing that up. And that says how comfortable she is talking with a couple of guys, right, about stuff like that.
Dudes. So, yeah. Yes.
So yes. Very cool. So I said don't stick certain things in your lady bits related to Monsanto. Why? Well, you know, there's been controversies about feminine hygiene products, whether they be pads or tampons, actually made with cotton that is genetically engineered, of course, containing glyphosate everywhere, and that's the Roundup glyphosate. In California, supposedly the place where they care about the environment, there's a fight going on against Monsanto for labeling this weed killer. But what do they want to do? How do they want to label it, Superdon? Is there something that would actually make sense, or is it so watered down that it doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, they would want to have it labeled with warnings that it can cause cancer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a known carcinogen, probable one,
why not?
According to WHO.
You know, there's so many other things that get labeled that way. Why wouldn't we label this that way?
Mm-hmm. So the battle is on California versus Monsanto. You know, I wish California would take up this issue on protecting children, not only from Monsanto, but from modern medicine with the vaccines, because it still contains mercury, some of them, and or all of them technically, but not on the label. Aluminum, which is known to be problematic. There are other things like formaldehyde in vaccines that are known to be carcinogenic, causing cancer. These are the things that Prop 65 would seemingly mandate a special warning label, but they seem to have an exemption for vaccines. So here we are. I don't know much about the actual lawsuit. Is it going to be dismissed? Is it controversial? Do you see anything here?
Well, Monsanto's fighting it. Yeah. I mean, as they always would. And the reason why they're fighting is they're saying that it's not right that the state should do that. It's because it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying that they're basing the claims on the International Health Organization based in France.
Oh, so isn't that interesting? The globalists are attacking globalism when it comes to having to reveal that their product may cause cancer.
They have selective globalism.
Yes, selective globalism. That is classic. That is really classic.
Yeah,
so, you know, the thing is, these agencies and the people who are paid for by the, you know, whether they be the environmental groups that you'd think would protect the environment, but they're often captured, it's regulatory capture by the industry they're supposed to regulate, but the stooges and the paid shills for the Monsantos of the world, you know, they'll say like something like this: Roundup glyphosate is a vital tool. Now, that should offend you if you're into vitalism, right? The life force, the vital force. Because for them to say glyphosate is a vital tool is to somehow corrupt vitalism, to say, yes, toxic poisons are critical for life on planet Earth. And, of course, they twist and turn these things to make you believe that, oh, my gosh, we would have no food on planet Earth without glyphosate, without Roundup.
Without Monsanto is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, oh, our product is a vital tool.
Yeah.
You know, as if there's nothing else that people can use or nothing that anybody else can do other than use Roundup, right?
Right. Well, and they say, well, listen, you know, if you bathe in gasoline, that could be a problem. But, right, if you breathe the vapors, no biggie. I mean, this is the kind of level where they go, oh, well, the dose, that's what determines it. So at parts per million, you should look the other way. And as I've argued for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and wherever I've gone, if it were one thing at parts per million, yeah, nature's pretty resilient. You might be able to combat it and overcome it. But we're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of things at parts per million, adding up to a pretty significant devastation of your vital force, of the things that make your vital force manifest physically, that is, enzymes, hormones, the cells in your body, much less the gut microbiome of which glyphosate is designed to kill. The vital force within the gut microbiome, devastated by the substances of not creation, but of man's arrogance. That would be of Monsanto man. We dismiss him here in California. They're fighting him. Let's see how successful they'll be. Hey, coming back, more controversy on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I talk viruses like you'll never hear anywhere else on planet Earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
To the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever want to know where we're going to be, upcoming events, set in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Of course, we got the big event in San Diego in April, toward the end of April, with the Best Answer for Cancer, an integrative oncological seminar for doctors I'll be speaking at, as well as one for the lay audience. And that's just one of the events. There's more going to be added, so keep checking in, including, I think the week before that, mid-April, we'll be in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For our Hockey Puck listeners, we love you. Come on down and see me at the Total Health Conference 2017. Ty Bollinger will be there. We'll have a lot of good folks. Ian Clark, look forward to seeing Ian there from Activation Products. And let's see, who else? The Doc of Detox. Yes, Dr. Daryl Wolf will be there as well. So we got that coming up, that to look forward to. And, of course, a little bit more broadcast healing today as we head into the weekend. And, of course, what to do next. Nothing controversial, I hope, Super Don. We don't do controversy here on this show.
You know, I got to say, this story, when I first saw this, I think it was a couple of days ago, this is a real mind-bender. It was for me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, the general thought in, you know, the public is that, you know, when we're talking about the measles, right?
Yeah.
Everybody focuses on the fact that, you know, the measles vaccine and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But I've never seen anything that has questioned the existence of the measles virus. This is like,
right.
I'm reading this and I'm going, this seems like Twilight Zone stuff to me. I mean, I just assumed that there was such a thing as the measles virus. What is this about?
Well, Super Don, you can't be totally shocked because, you know, we have been on since I've been, before we were together on radio, I was covering issues like HIV does not cause AIDS. And of course, that still freaks people out. And why do I say it or how can I say that? Well, I can say it. Maybe if I temper it, I would say, we don't know if HIV causes AIDS, and nobody does because, all right? So I tempered it a little bit. How can I say that? Because we don't have an HIV test. It does not exist. And for those of you still freaking out, go watch House of Numbers. You'll see how horrible the science is regarding the tests themselves. It depends on where you are, how they interpret the results. There is not a definitive test. So what we have is a cross-reactive, non-specific kind of antibody-type test that is indicative of something, but who knows? So that's one thing. But also, when we talk about hepatitis C here on the show, you've heard me dispute the claim that hepatitis C has ever even been isolated. Right, but no, they've got Harvoni. They're sending a drug that'll cost you $10,000 a pill. I mean, I know I'm exaggerating a little, not much, and then they clear it. But how do they determine that it's there? Or the claim that HPV causes cervical cancer? Right, we tackle that controversy. In fact, we say, how did they figure this out? Well, they scraped some cervical cancer cells. And they analyzed it via high-technology instrumentation known as polymerase chain reaction, PCR. And there's fragments of unknown genetic material. Unknown. And they amplify it and amplify it and amplify it. Now, we're not talking 100 times. We're not talking 1,000. We're talking hundreds of millions and hundreds of millions of times amplified in order to say, oh, this sequence looks like it comes from what we know to be the human papillomavirus. And from that, they get, it causes cervical cancer. This is not science. This is like a playground where you stumbled onto something almost accidentally that it really isn't there. It might have been there 30 years ago, and you say, look, right now, this active cancer is caused by something that was there 30 years ago. It's not there now. And so when I tackle these controversies, I know it's shocking for some folks to even conceive of it, but it's an emperor wears no clothes scenario. Everybody knows the childhood stories we were told, the emperor wears no clothes, you have this authority figure, and because he's the king, he's the emperor, and he's been told he has the clothes, even though there's nothing there, he doesn't want to look foolish, so he continues to just say, yeah, look at my fine threads, until a child points out, no, he's buck naked. And it's worse than that, you don't want to look at him because he's ugly naked, right? Because he's clothed or clothed in lies. Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
Siri's ugly naked. How do you know he's ugly naked?
Because he's clothed in lies. That's the ugly. The lies that he's clothed in.
That's Wait a minute. How can you be clothed in something if you're naked?
It's an energy, okay? It's an energy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
It's an energy.
Okay.
The lies you carry with you, right? It's an energy. So, I'm not delaying, honestly, talking about the subject, but I really want to bring context because I know we have a lot of new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is a show, quite honestly, like unlike any other health show on the planet, even holistic health shows, because I'll go to places they can't conceive of going, and I'm not faulting them for that. I have had the great fortune of being trained by some really brilliant doctors in this lifetime who could see through the lies. And also, you know, I've had the ability to look into history, figures like Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard that, you know, it's like the world is round. No, the regular doctors say the world is flat. And so there are a few people that are like, but you're not believing what we're believing. We got the consensus. We got 97% of the scientists on our side. I was like, screw that. Facts do not bend for consensus. And the fact that you haven't isolated these things is an inconvenient fact for you if you believe, for instance, as I mentioned, the HPV causes cancer, or the HIV causes AIDS, despite the fact there's no test for HIV. I know they call it that. They label it, but that doesn't mean it really is that. It's the point here. So now,
oh, this is so, it's hard to navigate this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is to try and reject what it is that we've been programmed with for so long.
You're right.
To hear something that controversial, it really, a lot of people run the other direction from
sure.
this topic.
Oh, I know. But the brave, the courageous, the bold, and adventuresome are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I don't ask you to believe what I say. Go ahead and test it, prove it, go out and find it, or disprove it. That's fine. I'm not attached to it. If one day they came up with a test that said, we have a definitive test for HIV, I'll analyze it, we'll talk about it, we'll get PhDs on here, and we'll go, oh, look, they finally did it. They have not done it. That's the point. And, you know, when you have a body like mine, and this is not me bragging, this is like the canary in the coal mine. I suffered a lot of ailments and illnesses my first 24 years. 18, 19 years before I gave up on modern medicine, I figured they didn't know what they were doing. They were poisoning me. At 24, I meet a homeopathic doctor, and suddenly the whole world is upside down. I start applying the principles. I eat cleaner food. I reverse all of my diseases in a two-year span. And I continue to strengthen in many ways. It's just like, okay, you begin to say, all right, the experts say this. It's not true. My body is the proving ground of what they're saying is not true. Whether they're intending to be lying to me or not is irrelevant. It's just not true. So what is? We've got to look elsewhere. If you basically find out something, you've got to look elsewhere, unless you just want to stay, I don't know, as a member of, well, the sheep, the people in the congregation, just following blindly because, hey, it's comfortable. This show is not always comfortable because I'll point out these inconvenient facts. Now, here's a bigger one. A biologist apparently proved that measles isn't a virus. And he won a Supreme Court case against the doctor that, you know, he was challenging on this. And this is in German Federal Supreme Court. And I know there'll be a lot of controversy coming out about, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. But I'm just going to say this to begin our discussion, even though it's halfway through the segment plus to get to this point, is that our understanding of viruses at this point is primitive. It's like, you know, the germs. We just discovered germs. And it's like, do you know everything about it? No, we're just discovering. Viruses are like that. We don't really understand them from a quote-unquote scientific perspective. A real, oh, we've got the hard science to show that this is what it does. No, it's a lot of speculation. And I've often said that a lot of viruses are endogenous. That is, you don't catch them. It isn't that somebody sneezed on you and suddenly, oh, look, the virus is there. That they're coming from within your own cells. I mean, come on, let's be honest. Where is the DNA or the RNA coming from that is found in these viruses? Not from the air, but it's being stolen, if you will, if you want to call it that, from your own DNA, from your own cells. And then the replicant copies of these so-called virions spewing out, and then they call it a viral infection. But is it? Could it be, as I've posited many times over the years, shocking as it may be, that viruses are a survival mechanism because they're specifically, you know, saving, preserving genetic material from your cells in a cell or from a cell that has become overwhelmed, overburdened with either metabolic waste or toxins or extraordinarily deficient in things like selenium and chromium, the minerals that are essential for all metabolic functions to occur on a cellular level on out. And if that's the case, then could viruses be the thing that you, like who was it, Dr. Bittar? We do advanced medicine every week. Dr. Bittar says, you know what, it's like you show up at a fire and you always see a fire engine, and then your assumption is, my gosh, these fire engines are causing fires, right? Never mind that they're here to put it out, but you have that causal link because they're always there. So the question is, what is a virus? Does it really cause infection, or is it the result of something else, some other insult or assault or deficiency within the body? And so we see this in a rite of passage like measles. That is a benign childhood disease when the child is otherwise a healthy child. Having vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, basic nutrition, the body has it. And in an environment where there is not sewage running through the streets where you're drinking water contaminated with all kinds of things that could kill a healthy person. that in that context, measles is a benign childhood disease or rite of passage. The child, the Disneyland measles cases, if it happens in the Amish because they don't vaccinate, these people in America are not dying of measles. In third world countries, if you can still say that, politically incorrect as it might be, where they don't have nutrition, they don't have sanitation, sewage hygiene. Problematic, granted, but that is the hygiene hypothesis. That's the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. And this is what we're dealing with here, and we must consider this, and including, yes, mumps, rubella, all of these things, anything of viral origin. We do not really know what's going on. And so we're going to investigate this further. I'm not giving you a definitive measles is not a virus here, even though the German Supreme Court apparently has ruled in favor of this challenge, that it's not. But I am not shocked. I am not surprised in the least because, as I said, the frontiers of science, virology. Virologists who think they know what's going on, sadly mistaken, delusional, arrogant beyond belief. The toxicologists, they know more. Mumps outbreak, 278 reported cases in 5 counties in Washington. Guess what, folks? The MMR, remember that shot? Merck, remember? They spiked rabbit's blood with the mumps antibodies so that they could have exclusive monopoly status on the MMR vaccine. Nobody else could come into play. So there is no functional efficacy for preventing mumps via the MMR. The only way to prevent it in the future is to actually have it. But we can
deal
with
that. You are such a controversial person, I tell you. I just don't know.
Well, if you want to stick around, we'll get even more controversial with a veterinary doctor in Georgia as it relates to the Super Bowl and Tom Brady next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I often like using musical references sometimes when we come back from the break. You remember that line from one of the songs, Is There Anybody Out There? I think it was a Pink Floyd song.
It would be Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
Is There Anybody Out There? It was like a haunting melody, you know, that was. Also, one of my favorites, you love him, Neil Diamond, right? 1972, Hot August Night, one of the greatest live albums in history. Not just me saying it. Even people that are not Neil Diamond fans, they like it. There's a point where he's, you know, talking to the audience, and then he says something about, I'm singing for the tree people, too. Because there were, like, trees around the Greek Theater in Los Angeles at that time, early 70s. And they would climb the trees and watch the concerts. And then, you know, people are laughing, looking around, and then he says, are you still there, tree people? You know, did I scare you away? Did I call you out? And after, you know, the last segment, I want to acknowledge you, the courageous and bold, loyal, loving, and humble listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because you were, you know, transiting territory that very few, if any, shows will cover, health shows or any kind of shows, in challenging status quo, in challenging what people consensus reality. And I want to acknowledge that, you know, that bravery, that courage, that tenacity, even if, you know, it's kind of wild and crazy, some of the things you hear. Because, listen, the stuff we talked about, women's vaginas with Captain Morgan, that's nothing compared to what we just did last segment. So.
Yeah, well, not everybody might agree on that. I think we may have, like, two listeners left after that segment. But
I don't know. For the two left, the brave souls that are still with us, there's going to be more to cover there. We're just, you know, touching. And I can't do whole shows on that. I could have, but I probably would have bored you to death. But yeah, I'm hoping to get the essence of my
listen,
goodness.
These are real topics and real things that people have real questions about. We're not afraid to talk about them, you know?
Yeah, consensus reality, not something that drives us. We'll acknowledge it, we'll talk about it, but we'll go beyond it to get to the heart of healing. Listen, my body is the thing that taught me. You know, when I was figured out how badly I was lied to my whole life about health and healing, and I, you know, 24 years of suffering chronic diseases, 19 of them with doctors, the last five or six before I learned about homeopathy and organics and detoxification, you know, a couple of years of reversals, and I was like, okay, my body is the proving ground. It says what you're telling me, doctor, is bunk. And I don't mean that you're trying to lie to me on purpose. It's just it's like, you know, the emperor wears no clothes, right? And, you know, that's an old story. I won't have to go into it now. But anyway, having said all that, let's go to a veterinary clinic in Georgia for a final segment of the day, shall we?
Ooh, Georgia.
Yeah, we love
Georgia. Georgia's excited. In fact, I think even you have gotten into the Super Bowl fever this year, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah, I did. I did an analogy with who was that with this week? I talked about putting the immune system back on its heels, like the Atlanta Falcons.
That was with Jonathan Emord, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, right, with Jonathan Emord, because it was like the Falcons are putting all defenses back on their heels, the Atlanta Falcons, with their prolific offense. So,
see, now, me personally, I don't have a dog in the fight this year, so, right. I mean, it's the Falcons versus the Patriots.
Right.
Meh. Yeah. I'll probably watch it anyway, but, you know.
Well, you know, you got Brady, Tom Brady, and he's the people, unless you're like a Boston fan, you know, a guy in New England that loves Brady. And I like the guy. We've talked about good things about Tom Brady because he's an organic guy. His beautiful wife Giselle and their baby, they understand about the dangers of modern medicine. I mean, he can't come out and say all of these things, but he's indicated he's very aware of a good diet.
Tom Brady's not without controversy, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, some people say he's arrogant. Maybe he cheated. I don't know.
Well, and I think the whole thing, they had that thing called Deflategate, where they were saying that he was letting the air out of the football, which right. I guess is cheating because you can grip the ball better or something like that.
Yes, and that's where this Case Veterinary Hospital comes in Savannah, Georgia, because they're advertising for one of their services, and that is, you know what it's called, neutering, where they take little boy dogs and make them make them gender neutral.
Yes. Yes.
So they have a sign up, and it's a Super Bowl 51 themed sign at this veterinary clinic in Savannah. It says, "We're no Tom Brady, but we do deflate balls." that's creative.
Boy.
Yeah, and they do say that they're aware it's a little bit crude, but they say what better way to support the Atlanta Falcons, who've only been to this is their second Super Bowl in their history. It's a big deal. And also they're promoting neutering and spaying for pets. So there you go. That's their Facebook reveal there. That's very funny. I wonder if I don't know if we can talk about that again, but we've been controversial all day today. Well, we don't mind the controversy here. We love you for sticking with us, and maybe you want to throw some controversy our way. That's cool, too. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to everybody that's been a part of the show today. Joni Abbott, Cap Morgan for two great Freshman Friday segments. Super Don for making it sound so good. Until next week, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.